The relationship between body, mind, and soul is at the heart of a new art exhibition about the human body. Phantom Bodies, the Human Aura in Art, is third in a series about the human body in contemporary art. It's presented by the Frist Center for the Visual Arts in Nashville, Tennessee. Chief Curator Mark Scala says Phantom Bodies features artists who are working in different parts of the world.
Artists from Mexico City, artists from Switzerland, it's really an international selection of artists. But the thing that unites them is that they're all really interested in this notion of the representation of the human spirit, human energy. How do you show that in a way that is not just a picture of a person?
Some of the artists are well known, and others may be new to many of us.
Like Damien Hirst and Gerhard Richter, who are probably two of the most prominent and influential artists working today. Sally Mann is in the exhibition, and she recently came to the Frist and gave a talk. She's an incredibly important photographer, an American photographer based in Virginia. We have artists who are probably not going to be known to very many people, like Teresa Margolyes, who's based in Mexico City, whose work has to do with the lives and the deaths of anonymous populations in Mexico. So it really runs the gamut.
The works in Phantom Bodies depict various types or forms of energy. Scala says that's not always easy to depict in a conventional sense.
When you look at a work of art and you feel something coming from it, and I think that's what many people have experienced when they've seen, say, a Rembrandt or something like that, they feel something in themselves. It's not really something that the work of art, you know, holds. It's an experience you have. It's within your own brain. So this notion of an energy transfer, you know, how does that Rembrandt or how does work by one of these artists, how does that actually affect you emotionally in the way that it does? What are the things that happen? What are the triggers that make that happen? So I think that's part of this show, is to help people understand that if you open your hearts to what an artist is trying to say and how an artist has infused herself into the work, then you can really get something powerful out of it. And that could be described as energy, could be described as a kind of aura.
One of the more eye-catching pieces in Phantom Bodies is called Envy Purity by the American artist Barry X. Ball.
So the figure on the left represents Envy, and she's an old kind of awful-looking crone with a snake's fur hair. And on the right is the figure called Purity. And Purity, you can't really tell much about the figure because she's covered in a white shroud, and the shroud is kind of eaten away. These are inspired by earlier sculptures. And in the earlier sculpture, the figure of Purity is a beautiful young girl who's covered with a veil. So very demure, very much about, you know, retaining yourself for marriage and all that. But this becomes more suggestive of a body that is covered in a shroud and being eaten away. So it's really a provocative transformation of these earlier sculptures into something that is really the artist's own.
Scala notes there's a lot of art in the world, including objects, music, and movies. Those works can often cause us to think, and in some cases, think differently about our lives and world. He hopes this exhibition will do that.
Works of art are not simply pretty objects. They're not simply something that somebody has made to show their ingenuity and creativity. They really can contain this human essence. And I think at their best, just like the best music and the best books, they convey something really deep that connects people across time and space.
Phantom Bodies is on display at the Frist Center for the Visual Arts until January. To learn more, check out fristcenter.org. That's fristcenter.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.